Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Go, it's hour number five of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. We're live at Shell Shack celebrating National Crawfish Day here with you on your home of the Cowboys. Home of the World Series champion Texas Rangers. They got a nice win this afternoon, 5-4 in Detroit. And looking to take 3 of 4, get that series victory that CY is so fond of tomorrow. 11:30 pregame, 12:10 first pitch right here on The Fan. So we'll be coming on late. But tomorrow we're going to be up at the Star.
We're going to be at the Star. I just checked in with Douglas over there, so we're good to go. So, yeah, we got our show, and then we got the Draft 101, and we're also going to stream that on our website. So from 7:30 to 9, or from 7 to 9:30, we'll be just check us out after our show. We'll be doing Draft 101. So excited about that with all the people that are involved.
And you can make Shell Shack your headquarters for all things sports because they have new state-of-the-art flat screens on a wall-to-wall, great deals here for you, loyalty rewards, and all sorts of fun. So if you like crawfish or shelled food, I'm a fried shrimp guy myself, This is the place to be on game day.
I want to tell you this, though, Dawson. I've learned they're going to have a crawfish boil out here on Saturday.
Okay.
Like 1 to 6. I'm going to come back out here and hang out with these folks here. So if you're in the area, you know, we're here today, but I'll be back on Saturday as well. And, if you want to eat some crawfish and talk some draft, I'll be around for that.
Well, speaking of eating, our proper round tripper is brought to you by Uber Eats. Here's Chia Falo to take us around those bases.
I know what number Jack Leiter is going to be wearing tomorrow. I will tell you in just a second, but I do need to acknowledge one of the more annoying things with the restaurant situation. The wobbly table. Shout out to the 817 for texting that one in. I almost got into it was as upset as I've personally ever made Mike Bassick.
Uh-oh.
When we were at Surprise and our team dinner when you were hammered.
Yes.
And just being loud talking over Eric Nadell and Matt Hicks and stuff.
Yeah.
Brought us.
Yeah.
I was down on the other end of the table across from Baskey. We were sharing like a little tiny table that we just pushed to be with
a couple
the group.
Of card table guys, like
yeah,
little kids, which
exactly.
You both deserve.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, I couldn't stop just putting my elbows on the table, forgetting that it was a wobbly table.
Ooh.
And Bassick, by the third or fourth time, Bassick had that like look, and he's like, dude, are you serious? Like, he was actually upset. He upset.
How about some folded
and I was
up
like,
napkins
oh, no.
under there? Fold up napkin action. Do you think about that?
I didn't think of actually doing that, but that would have probably been the right. Is that the move there every time?
Yeah.
You got to get maybe a couple of or like a coaster or something.
You put something under there. Just try and balance it out so you don't like make Bassick upset.
A couple 2-3 coasters usually.
Yeah.
You know, maybe some sugar packs. Whatever you got to do to stack it,
cushion
it.
Should have been down on my end. Just.
Living it
just
up.
Living it up with Eric.
I had a great time that night.
You know, it was an awesome time, dude.
I kept Nadell interrupting and Hicks. Dawson.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of an introvert when we get in public like
Dawson's
that.
Telling stories, and I'm
and
just
I'm,
like,
you
yeah,
know,
shut up, Dawson.
I'm getting like two sentences into a story, and here goes Broadus again. I'm like, sweet. Yeah.
Yeah, I actually took the pressure off you a little bit. You're like, thank
Dawson,
you, Broadus.
Dawson just, I mean, you go to dinner with Dawson, it's a minimal conversation kind of a thing, and Dawson was just like, he was really kind of chatty, and every time he told a story, I'd like,
You know, Eric, that time in 73 when you called that game in Oakland, did you think it was a foul ball?
Well, that was Marty Broaddus right
Dawson
there.
Dawson was just looking at his cut of steak, and, oh, these potatoes are fine. This is good. You know?
Cut me off again.
I did. I cut
legendary
it. And then Hicks even said something.
Yeah, I asked him. Well, because I asked him the next day, I'm like, Hicks, do you realize, Matt, how drunk Broaddus was last night at your dinner?
No.
He was like, well, he was very energetic, and he was a bit loud, and he kept cutting off Gavin. I felt bad for Gavin, actually, but we had a great conversation. I didn't know he was drunk. He was very energetic was the word. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, he was energetic. He was 75% of a Tito's. I mean,
Brian had said, don't let me sit next to those guys. Yeah. Embarrass myself. So I sit next to Brian, who's sitting next to Eric and Matt, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to take care of my guy actually having conversation here so Brian can chill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I was being the teammate there.
You were.
No, you were a great teammate, and I just totally just.
And then brought a
safety. Anytime you opened your mouth, I would just. I was just attacking.
Oh. You're trying to take care of me because you know I'm an introvert. You're like, oh, I got it from here, Dawson. And your drunk mind, you were hooking me up.
I've been at enough dinners right now. I've been at enough dinners with you to know that sometimes you just got to be a little, you're going to get a little, you have to have a little conversation. You got to keep it going. Keep it going.
You do. Yeah, Broaddus is going to start pre-gaming before every one of our dinners together just to make sure everybody's good here. Hey, Jack Leiter, so I got his number. Guess the number. Guess that number.
55.
You have
part 77 of it, right? At 52. We're 77 during the minor league stuff. What's he?
51?
Big Luka fan.
Yeah. Wasn't he?
He is.
I saw some lighter stuff.
25.
Maybe it's Kevin Durant because he's 35.
Okay.
35 was waiting there in his locker. So I don't know.
Good for him.
I'm assuming he got to hand pick that based on the numbers that were available. But he was 77.
What was he at Vanderbilt? He was like a single digit, I thought, at Vanderbilt.
With Round Rock. Yeah, I can't remember what he wore at Vanderbilt.
I think it was a single digit.
But he was leading the minor leagues with 25 Ks through 14 and a third innings and leading AAA with 24 whiffs on his four-seam fastball. He's got that thing dialed right now. That pitch has averaged 96.1 MPHs. So all of that is really, really good news, and that's a big reason why he's joining the Rangers. It's a perfect timing where Jack Leiter is starting to really to hit his stride. It's certainly a small sample to some extent, but you're seeing some of the consistency, and you're seeing some of the things that you feel like might be able to translate. When you're touching 96 and you're getting a lot of whiffs, swing and misses on your four-seamer, all of a sudden, okay, boom. Now we feel good about it, and the Rangers need him right now. So tomorrow is going to be awesome, a Leiter day, a Leiter Thursday. Jack Leiter right here on 105 through the Fan,
22.
Wearing number 35. So he was 22
at Vanderbilt. He was 22 at Vanderbilt,
35, I think 35 sharp.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's a great
35
number.
35 sharp.
Yeah, that's a great sports number. What would you think if they, like, dimmed the lights for all the Leiter starts, like right before he goes out there for the first inning, and we flick our Leiters on?
Oh.
In the globe?
Yeah, like his walk-up song needs to be, or like, I don't know, does the starting pitcher get a, I mean, the guys coming out of the bullpen obviously get theirs, but I don't know, does the starting pitcher ever get like a little,
I don't know.
But if they do,
light my fire by the doors.
It's got to be one of those, it's got to be a Lil Wayne song where it starts with the, with the Leiter flicking right there.
Oh, dude.
Have some fun.
Yes.
Just planting the seed, Chuck.
I like that.
I know they're trying to go new age on you out there. Some of them are good ideas.
We have Jay's pitcher. How about this? We have a new baseball tradition that's taking place with the Toronto Blue Jays. This is Yusei Kikuchi.
Kikuchi.
I say Kikuchi.
And then we say Kikuchi. Yeah, he is.
I like where they're going here.
He started a great tradition with his teammates on games that he starts and wins. And here is the Blue Jays broadcast sharing with you the new wonderful
Buck?
Baseball.
Buck Martinez?
No, this is their reporter.
This
is their Emily Jones down here giving you the story about Yusei Kikuchi and the Yamakaze Whiskey.
He told me he'd like to turn into a tradition after every Blue Jays win when he's on the mound. And the spirit of choice is no ordinary bottle of booze. It's special, he explained. It's an expensive and rare Japanese whiskey. The 2022 edition of the single malt Spanish oak Yamazaki whiskey holds particular significance. I wanted to find the year I signed with the Blue Jays. Kikuchi told me he keeps his alcohol consumption to a minimum during the season, but believes a victory is good enough reason to share some of the good stuff with his teammates. I don't really drink, just on the days I start. By the way, that bottle of whiskey, Dan, 3,000 U.S.
Cha-ching.
3,000 seems pretty dang steep. But originally, when it dropped in 2022, this particular special selection of whiskeys, it was 450 a pop. But wow, now they sell for three Jibos. Whoa. So after every victory, I guess he pops it open that he starts. And
you think I could use my specs card and get us some?
Yeah,
got 10% of one.
Yeah, you can put a little. You can
just finance my hand.
Just finance a little bit of it. Yeah,
can I get like four shots? Just like right now, you just pour them for me.
I just give
you dress those, by the way. Chill them at least.
Might be two shots at that price. Holy cow.
That's pretty wild there. But Yusei Kikuchi, man, I'm sure that's a crowd pleaser right there. Everybody's looking forward to him. I mean, that's extra motivation, right?
So we all get a shot after a game.
Like you're trying to win this game for your boy, and like here's one other layer of motivation to victory celebration with top notch booze with my guy Yusei Kikuchi.
Next month we're gonna hear the dugout reporter. He has an alcohol problem that he needs to go away for.
It's like, no, he only drinks on game days, and he rarely drinks before the game.
She was quick to say, he only drinks a little bit, you know.
He almost never drinks during the game.
He's going to be out.
That's what all problem drinkers say.
Yeah, it's exactly right.
Yeah.
She's making it like, listen, I don't want to out him here that he probably drinks every day. You know, I saw him on the bus drinking the special whiskey. Seriously, she did. She outed him, and then she had to recover. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah, I'm glad you caught on to that, too. Yeah. We have I believe for the first time ever, mm-hmm. we're going to have a Ryan Garcia name drop / story in the midst of Around the Bases. So we're making history here on National Crawfish Day at the Shell Shack. Things got a bit awkward last night at Citi Field in New York, the home of the Mets.
Let's go, Ryan. It'll make it awkward now.
You had Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney. These guys are getting set to fight this weekend, a 420 fight extravaganza between Garcia and Haney in Brooklyn. So they're promoting this thing with the first pitch before the Mets game last night. But there was a video that surfaced before the game of the two of them kind of getting face-to-face, and then I believe Haney was doing some level of slapping of Garcia after they were exchanging some pleasantries. And so the video gets posted, and then next thing you know, you see Ryan Garcia posting that he's down on the field getting ready. You know, he's like warming up for his first pitch. So you see him get slapped, and then like 30 minutes later, you see him down on the field. He's got the video that he tweets out, and it says, "Good vibes." And this is just shortly after being apparently slapped. So then all of a sudden, they catch wind of it at Citi Field, and the Mets officials just pulled the plug on either one of those guys, and they sent them home. So it was like, you're not going to do the pitch now, the first pitch of the game. So then you have Ryan Garcia and his team that includes Oscar De La Hoya, who was wearing men's clothes here. To the surprise of many.
Daylight hours.
He was, this is them walking. This is Ryan Garcia, who was just slapped and then good vibing on the diamond before being kicked out of the building. He is no longer a fan of the Mets, as you can hear here.
Guys, the Mets just wasted 3 hours of our life to say at the end, we can't throw the pitch for whatever reason. There was no reason.
There was no reason.
And they kicked us out for no reason. So everybody, I'm personally going to say, the Mets, don't ever go to a Mets game again. The Mets.
He does sound less coked out in that piece of audio than in probably in the last five or six that we've heard.
Yeah, these are just game day beers. You know, he's getting ready to watch some baseball.
Yeah. Sure. So he's getting in a fight with his combatant at the baseball stadium as they're getting ready for the first pitch, and they said, dude, too unstable, got to go.
Yes.
How did anybody book Ryan Garcia in the build-up to this without somebody in that staff saying, hey, I don't know if you know this, but Ryan Garcia is like the most wheels-off celebrity since Charlie Sheen going on right now. We might want to reschedule somebody else.
It is pretty insane, dude. What do you expect when you're going to put these two fighters in the same room together? Yeah. How about you just have one of them out there to promote this thing and maybe not the one who is dealing with all sorts of off-the-field troubles.
Yeah.
The Cleveland Guardians have won the first overall pick in the 2024 MLB draft. You knew that. That happened in December of 2023, but what you didn't expect was the Guardians would be waking up on April the 17th with the best record in all of baseball.
Yeah,
so shout out to the Cleveland Guardians, who right now simultaneously are, according to record, the best team in Major League Baseball, and they have the first pick in the draft. So life is good right now to be a Guardian. Don't think it lasts, But, hey, it's pretty fun right now if you're a Guardian.
Oh, yeah. And live it up here in the month of April. And that's been a really competitive organization, a great one for, I think, most of my life, you know, other than those couple Bassett years. They've been, you know, quite impressive in every regard. Just don't have the finances really to sustain their greatness usually. But that is a team that has drafted well and has developed well and once again finding themselves atop baseball. Not surprised at all. We're live at the Shell Shack here on Henderson. It's National Crawfish Day. I want to invite you out to the Shell Shack nearest you for $8 a pound crawfish. But coming up next, it's an NBA play-in night. Can we do some rim session? Can we do some sports hodgepodge?
Yes, absolutely. Let's rim session this bad boy.
We have Mark talking about Luka versus Dirk as well. He will weigh in on that coming up next in the G-Bag Nation.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.